not all of them, but a few of them are going after our guns. It's a gun grab out of D.C. and by some of your colleagues from the other side of the aisle. But, you know, they're out there, and it's just amazing. At the end of the president's State of the Union, when he said, have a vote for Gabby Giffords, have a vote for this and that. I mean, I found that to be nauseating. And you know what else is nauseating too, is putting Gabby Giffords up there, who can't even clap her hands as a figure of gun somebody having shot her, and I think that is just a shameful act by putting her up there as a prop. I'm sorry, I really did.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's again in the cloud of emotion that's surrounding the unfortunate incident in Connecticut. That those that are anti-gun or want to use that as their opportunity to try to limit the Second Amendment, our Second Amendment rights. And so it's incumbent upon those of us, certainly in the House and hopefully members that are in the Senate, to look at what things can be done to try to keep a weapon out of the hand of somebody who has the propensity to do harm, but not limit law-abiding citizens from owning weapons.